Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on someone named Patrice, P-E-T-R-I-C-E, Atlanskas, A-L-A-N-S-K-A-S. That's a female. Patrice Atlanskas is a 63-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-1-21. Patrice transferring and lifting a client for whom she worked as a live-in on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as a home health aide. Appeared as a result, she believes she injured her left shoulder and rotator cuff and went to urgent care afterwards. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery, although this was suggested to her. Appeared she now does physical therapy at home as well as medications. Period. New paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Lanskas alleged lifting and transferring a client on 1-1-21 caused permanent injuries to her left arm and shoulder. Appeared the first report of injury was completed, indicating this event took place in her client's bathroom as she was toileting her. Appeared she was lifting this individual from the toilet and was holding her up. Period. New paragraph, treatment records show she was seen at urgent care on 2-2-21. And underwent x-rays to be inserted here. Period. X-rays of the left shoulder were read as normal. Period. She was diagnosed with the left shoulder strain and upper arm strain and was initiated on conservative measures as well as activity modifications. Period. On 2-9-21, she was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 2-11-21, she was seen in that regard by Dr. Kane, K-A-N-E. She reported about 1 month ago she was working when she lifted a client from the commode into her walker and felt instant pain in her left shoulder. She later went to urgent care where she was treated with naproxen and a home exercise program. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed the x-rays. Period. There were some calcific changes that could indicate calcific tendinosis, but there were no osseous abnormalities to explain pain. Period. The left shoulder revealed overall acceptable alignment. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder pain, left shoulder strain, and left shoulder calcific tendinitis. Period. She was kept on activity modifications and referred for an MRI. Period. New paragraph. However, on 2-17-21, she was seen by an orthopedist named Dr. Zook. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder strain and bursitis, which a corticosteroid injection was given. Period. She followed up with him for assessment of her progress. Period. Eventually she did undergo an MRI on 5-14-21 to be inserted here. Period. She continued to see Dr. Annapole, who works with Dr. Zook, through 7-21-21. Period. He had improved overhead use of the arm. Period. On 7-21-21, Dr. Annapole reviewed the MRI that revealed a full-thickness rotator cuff tear involving the supraspinatus with retraction to the mid-portion of the humeral head. There was infraspinatus tendinopathy, but poor visualization of the intra-articular portion of the long head of the biceps consistent with tearing. There was acromial clavicular joint degenerative disease with inferior sparing causing impingement and subacromial bursitis. Period. The petitioner was uncertain whether she wanted to pursue surgery. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Alanskis was seen by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, on 6-16-22, period. He wrote that at Dr. Annapol's last visit, she was placed at maximum medical improvement if she did not wish to pursue surgical intervention. Period. His diagnoses were partial tear of the left bicep tendon, comma, strain of the muscles and tendons of the left rotator cuff, comma, impingement of the left shoulder, comma, left shoulder bursitis, comma, and strain of the left shoulder. Period. He offered an impairment rating relative to the left shoulder and arm. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper left shoulder abduction and flexion were full to 165 degrees passively with tenderness during abduction. Period. Range of motion was otherwise full in both shoulders in individual spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level on the left and L3 on the right. Period. Most of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Many muscle testing was 5-5 with some cogwheeling and resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5-5. Shoulder maneuvers. She had a positive aptly scratch test on the left, which seemed somewhat volitional, but this was negative on the right. Near impingement on the left was positive, but negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 1-1-21, Patrice Alanskis was assisting a client from the off the commode in her bathroom when she felt a pop in her left shoulder. It appears that she did not seek treatment until presenting to urgent care. 1 month later, on 2-2-21, appears she had x-rays of the shoulder done and was initiated on conservative care. Here she then was seen by a hand specialist named Dr. Kane on 2-11-21. Period. He wanted to order an MRI of the shoulder. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Annapol beginning 2-17-21. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He also wanted her to pursue an MRI. Period. This was completed on 5-14-21 to be inserted. Period. They discussed surgery, but she did not wish to pursue it at that time. Period. She was then deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement on 7-21-21. Period. The paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Alanskis found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. She had minimally reduced resisted left shoulder abduction strength. Period. She had positive near impingement and aptly scratch tests on the left, which were negative on the right. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. Some of this may include pre-existing degenerative changes. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period.